All right, Mel, lead us in. Oh, that's right. Back in studio again. Be right here. After last week's shit show.
Literally. Yeah.
It's the lost episode, which I just didn't have time to put that up yet. I am going to put it up. I mean, for everyone who wants to watch and listen to that. I think...
You know what? No, we'll save it for the lost tapes.
The lost tapes?
It really does not need to be released.
What you missed from that was Miller and I falling asleep. Before I upset Watts about talking shit about Dalvin Cook, and you kept calling me a dickhead. You were like, "You're a dick. You're an asshole, Katz." I was like, "Did I insult Watts instead of Cook? Like, what the fuck did I do?"
Water under the bridge. We're over that, though.
Yeah. One second. I'm sorry, guys.
We'll edit that out in post.
Okay. But all right, so we're back for, week 5 here. It's Kat, who came in last year. We got Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, and Watsy, the bus law attorney at law. All back in the studio. So let's, Miller, you have the dais this time? You said you wanted to do it this time, right?
I don't know if I said that or not, but sure.
I mean, I'll do it.
Do you have the picks?
Oh, I don't got the picks. No, I have.
I'll pull it up.
Are we going to go over the picks first? This is definitely something we should have just hashed out before we started.
We did.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was busy doing something else then, maybe. I don't know.
All right. So, I got the games here. Mm-hmm. All right. First game of the week next week. Oh, so first game of the week was Thursday night. I picked the Patriots.
Well, do you want to just say what we did last week?
Sure. Last week, I went 6-5-1.
6-7-1.
But I fell asleep for two games. And so Watts has given me losses on those. So I went 6-7-1. Watts went 7-6-1.
Yo.
And Katz went 5-8-1 while also missing two games, I think, to sleep.
That's right.
Oh, man. I could have potentially been 7-8-1.
Yeah. I mean, I think I should have been given a chance to pick. But you know what? It's fine. All right. So we're moving along. Season to date, Katz 16-26-3. I'm at 21-21-3, and Watts in the lead, 24-18-3. Very solid score.
I have a totally different strategy this time.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
All right. I'm going to be picking much better picks.
So Thursday, yeah. Well, we'll wait till next week to find that out. Thursday night, we had the first game of the week already. I picked the Patriots. Watts picked the Patriots.
Yeah.
10.5 points. Katz did not pick the Patriots, and he took the L on that.
I just felt short week. You know, it's a lot in the NFL to blow up a team 10.5 points, 11-point win.
They should have won that game by 40. All those ridiculous fucking interceptions that were not interceptions came receivers in the hands.
No, the 14 points was just fine because there was just as many ridiculous interceptions on the Colts. The Colts had
might have evened out a little bit more
ridiculous. At least Gronkowski got blasted when that ball went up in the air. The other guy, what the fuck was that? Like, I forget the receiver.
The Hogan one, though? That Hogan one was nuts. That hit him right in the chest.
That wasn't nuts. That was bad on Hogan. Like, he just made a bad play. It wasn't like... You look at your like you're not like, oh my god, that's insane. You're like, oh my god, that guy sucks. The what happened with that Colts receiver, that Jones guy, just picked that off.
It was Pascal.
I was like, what the fuck happened?
I've never seen that. That was like a high school play.
And first of all, I want to say that Gronk, that was a fumble more than it was a pick. He caught the ball.
They changed it twice. So they originally called it an interception. They then changed it to a fumble, and they then changed it back to an interception.
I'm watching it on television. It looked like he caught the ball, ran with it. And then got
at
popped.
First, I was like annoyed about it because I have Gronk in fantasy, and then I'm like, "Well, actually, it doesn't matter because if they call it a catch and 20 yards of reception and a fumble or not, it doesn't." Yeah, it was literally neutral. I was like, "Whatever."
Yeah, it didn't matter. No. So like, but when I was doing it in my head, I was like, "Oh, I hope that's a fumble." Then I was like, "It doesn't matter." Yeah. All right, whatever. So I was like that, but it just looked like a fucking fumble to me more than it was a pick.
I agree with you.
It was a couple insane turnovers in that game, but I didn't get fucked. It was just 10.5 points is a lot. Short week.
Not for the Patriots. All right, moving right along to this week. We're going to start with the game of the week. Jacksonville and KC. I believe this game is at KC. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, at Jacksonville at KC. KC are 3-point favorites. Cats?
My new strategy here.
Is to not pick KC every time.
No. Oh, okay. My new strategy here is me and a 1990 quarter. And heads will be the home team, the Chiefs, and tails will be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I can't wait for this.
Chiefs, We're going Chiefs with cats. I'm taking all my reasoning because I've been super wrong this year.
Can't be worse. I'm taking Jacksonville.
Why are you taking Jacksonville?
Casey's on a short week coming off the Monday night game. But this is my hot take of the week.
Did you buy that short week shit on the Monday night game shit where it's like...
It's still a day.
You just flipped the coin, okay?
To be fair. I'm not discrediting. I'm just saying, like, do you buy into that short week when it's only, like, the one day? Like,
it's still a day. It matters.
Thursday is a short week. Yeah, you got to prepare in 3 days. I also don't think that if you play home on Sunday, then you shouldn't have a home game on Thursday. You should have to be a away game on Sunday because... I think it's unfair for the visiting team to have a short week and come to your place. I'm just saying.
That's fine. I don't have any thoughts on that. Sure.
All right.
And my hot take of the week is that Blake Bortles will outscore Patrick Mahomes in this game.
Ooh, that is spicy. I like it.
I don't know about that shit.
I do think Bortles is the top 12 QB play this week. I'm not sure he outscores Mahomes, though. But it's... Look, one's facing KC defense, one's facing Jacksonville defense. So
yes, and it's
not the craziest thing in the world.
I want to say that I think TJ Yeldon might have a big game just because, like, I think Jacksonville's going to try to, like, keep Mahomes off the field. Or Grant, whoever the fuck is going to run the ball.
They're not going to run the ball. They don't run the ball when they don't have Fournette.
What's the fucking mistake?
No, it's not. They were like, their record without Fournette is like 20-6 or something.
That's awesome.
That's too many games. He hasn't missed that many games. But their record without Fournette is like massively over 500 in the last year or two.
He's kind of a bust, I feel.
It's just he changes the way they play the game, and Bortles actually plays well without Fournette. When they let him throw the ball.
I like Bortles. I think that he had a bad run for a little bit, but like look at his talented receivers at the point was no good. Like when he lost Allen Robinson. And who else was playing there? Alan Hearns can't catch a pass on Dallas. He's not even like he's not even out there. I don't like any of those guys. But Moncrief, Westbrook, and
Keelan Cole,
they look pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Mark Easley's whack.
What are you taking, Mike?
Mark Easley's dead. I'm taking Jacksonville. All right, next game. Green Bay at Detroit. Detroit is -1. Green Bay is very banged up. They, I believe, are not going to have any of their top three receivers.
But Devontae Adams is a game time decision.
Okay, Devontae may play, but they're without Cobb. They're without Geronimo.
Well, Geronimo, a game time decision as well.
So we don't know. They're without Cobb, and they're potentially without the first two. It's not. They're in rough shape. Aaron Rodgers still has a broken knee. I mean, it's not great. Detroit, on the other hand, is just not a very good team. So they got that going against them.
And they're playing in Detroit, right?
They're playing at Detroit, yeah. Green Bay at Detroit. It's basically a pick 'em. Detroit is -1. I'm going to take Green Bay.
Who's home? Green Bay?
Detroit is home. I just think Aaron Rodgers finds a way to win the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Not too much more to add. But I think Devontae Adams is going to play.
Green Bay away, right?
Oh, and Aaron Jones is going to get a lot of work.
I think this could be an Aaron Jones breakout game, 100%. Yes, they're going to have to lean on him. They should do. They should. Aaron Jones should be the 3-down back, and Ty Moe should be in the slot because they need a receiver.
I was about to say, if all those guys are out.
You took Green Bay. I'm sorry.
I took Green Bay, if all three of those receivers out, I think that Ty Moe is a really good flex option this
week. He's going to have a big week if those guys don't
play. He's going to be like a James White type of guy.
100% agree with you. Next game, Tennessee, 3-1 at the Ralph.
Buffalo, it's a hard place to party.
Buffalo with a 1-3 record. Buffalo is getting 5.5 points home dog. Watts, I'll throw this over to you first. Who you got?
All right, so
let's just say that the Ralph is a tough place to play.
Well, I did a...
For the Bills.
I have in front of me a sheet. I did some
analysis. 8 games
here
a year, it's insane.
I did some analysis of all the games. I write little notes next to it, and then there's usually about 3 or 4 points I want to make on each game. This game, I have Buff.
Nobody questions your work ethic.
Buff is working plus 5.5. The only analysis, Ralph. That's it. So,
Ralph. That's all you need.
So I'm taking the Bills.
You have to stick to the brand.
Yeah.
The Bills. Let's see if the coin agrees with you. Bills.
All right. Cat's on the Buffalo train, too.
Let's go Buffalo.
I can't tell you how much I hate the idea of laying points and betting on the Titans. But I'm going to do it. I'm taking the Titans.
On the real, I like Mike Vrabel. I think that his, like, the risks he's taking, like, that team is not 3-1 without Mike Vrabel.
I don't understand how they're 3-1 with or without Mike Vrabel. I can't understand it. I'm pretty sure they've scored 7 points all season. I don't understand anything. I don't know how they win any games.
They know.
We dropped like 30 last week.
I didn't watch last week.
In the first week against the Miami.
The first 3 weeks of the season combined, they scored 9 points and went 2-1 somehow.
Week two against the Jaguars, it was just a defensive battle.
They scored like a special teams touchdown and like a fake field goal. Like, it was like insanity. Like,
That's why I like the coach, Vrabel. It's like to call some bullshit like that,
I guess.
A fake punt like that.
We'll see.
To go for it, the win. In Philly.
I hope this continues. Mariota, Corey Davis. All right, next game of the week, Miami, battle of 3-1s. Miami at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 6-point favorites at home. I'll start this off. Back to back, I'm breaking two of my rules. I bet on the Titans, and I'm going to bet on the Dolphins. I'm taking Miami.
The Dolphins are just, I hate the Dolphins. They fuck you in fantasy. They fuck you in spreads. They fuck you in your dreams. It's
for the record, let the record show, the Dolphins have never fucked me, or nor an actual Dolphin has ever fucked me in my dreams.
Yo, I want to say that guy Chase is the Gase. He's the worst coach in the NFL.
Has he ever fucked you in your dreams?
Yeah. I was like, my dreams of having an awesome fantasy team. He fucking the Drake, bro. It's like, I don't know. Like, you think Frank Gore at fucking 38 years old needs like 9 carries a game and Drake?
Hate the Drake.
But
stick to rap, Drake.
But like, I don't get it. Like, okay,
football shit ain't working
Derek,
for you, bro.
Derek, it's not like he's like even like Derrick Henry, where Derrick Henry's getting like 18 carries a game now, doing dick with it. It's like he barely touches the football.
Crazy. If almost somebody warned you about that all off season and wouldn't shut up about it, it's weird.
But I don't get it.
Okay, well, I mean,
I just don't get it.
Because going back to high school, Kenyon Drake never had more than like 10 carries in an entire game, except for 3 games last season when he was forced to.
But I don't get it. It's not like there's these way better options where it's like,
yeah, Frank Gore.
Frank Gore just fucking got
the ageless one.
9 carries, 30 yards. Like, who gives a shit about that?
I just like my favorite. You know what? Hold on. I got to go back to 1 second. But my favorite was the offseason, in an offseason of always Dolphins bullshit and beat writers nonsense and hyping up all their players. I like the, we want to get Drake 15 to 20 touches a game and like 5 carries. They're like, it's, you know, assuming that we run 75 plays a game. The Dolphins are currently averaging the second fewest points, fewest plays per game ran, slightly ahead of the Arizona Cardinals at a solid 50. So far off. Like, this is bullshit.
Kirk Cousins throw the ball like 62 times last week or something?
Yeah, I think Andrew Luck did as well.
Yeah, but you're gonna. Yeah, but they have good offenses, both of those teams.
Yeah, though. Of course. That's the point.
Yeah. All right, I gotta take one interlude. I meant to bring this up during the Buffalo game, and I forgot, so I gotta get it in now. But I got a good Josh Allen stat for you. Josh Allen is currently averaging 44 yards lost to sacks per start.
That's pretty rough.
If you include the 16 yards he lost in when he came into relief in week one, because that's technically like a game he started, but if you include the 16 yards he lost in week one as well, he is on pace for 676 yards per lost per sacks, or for, not per sacks, from sacks.
He went into a very bad situation there.
In 2017, do you know who led the NFL in 2017 on yards lost from sacks?
I would
Cutler?
No, I'd probably say like Aaron Rodgers or some guy gets sacked a lot.
It was Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
342.
So
Josh Allen is on pace for 676 yards lost per sack,
the Bills,
which is mind-boggling.
The Bills were in a bad situation. That guy who called his teammate a faggot retired. What was that? The guy, he was the racist lineman.
Incognito,
yeah. He retired, and then another offensive lineman on the team also retired.
He went to the Giants.
No, they traded Cordy Glenn.
Yeah.
To the Bengals, I believe.
Oh, the Bengals?
I believe.
So they lost a good portion of their line, and like, you know, I was liking that whole offense, man. Like, Josh Allen's in a bad situation. Same thing with Shady McCoy. Yep. Like, I hope Shady McCoy just gets traded. Like, try to get something for that guy. And,
I mean, it's like that. We need a 5th-round pick, 6th-round pick.
Okay, but like, that's good for McCoy.
And he's got the criminal baggage hanging over his head. He's not going anywhere.
Watch him go to the Patriots. Mess up that whole backfield.
Bob Kraft will get him whatever lawyer he needs.
7th-round pick.
That thing will go away.
I'm
conditional 7th.
I've gotten us off track. I apologize for that.
It's okay.
Miami, Cincinnati. Did either of you guys pick this game, right?
I'm taking Cincy, man. I think Miami might be the worst 3-1 team I've ever seen. They were so found out last week by the Patriots.
Miami, baby.
Cats riding with MIA. I'm talking where the Heat play
at. I'm not questioning the coin. The coin does what the coin does.
Well, we'll find out next week what the coin does. Next game. Oh, big game. Baltimore 3-1 at Cleveland. Cleveland getting 3 points at home. I got the bigger Mayfield shirt on. I'm obviously taking Cleveland.
I'm going to take Cleveland with you, bro.
All right.
First smart thing your coin has done all day. Baltimore gets... Yeah. Here comes Watts. Baltimore gets Jimmy Smith back. Yeah. Don't care.
The coin took a team that's won two games in 3 years.
Last week, Baltimore was my call of the week. My mortal lock. I said, everyone, book it. If you listen to me, you made lots of money.
We didn't release the podcast, so no one will listen to you.
I mean,
and me and Cats are asleep, so we can't verify that.
Actually, we don't even know if you called Baltimore. If that was your lock of the week.
I don't know. It's to be determined. And the irony is, too, here is that all three of us took Cleveland in a loss. But I'm getting it back. We're going to be.
Cleveland covered it, though, last week.
No, they didn't.
What do you mean they didn't cover? They were getting points, weren't they?
It was 2.5. Oakland won by 3.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was close. All
right.
So that
game was bullshit, by the way. That overturning on the spot was insanity.
Some of the worst officiating ever.
Yeah, but there was like the fumble that ran back for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was 6 for Cleveland.
Then the Marshawn Lynch play that was a touchdown that got called back. Yeah. There was like 4 or 5 questionable plays in that game where we were like, whoever's on this officiating crew needs to be checked out because they owe money.
Cleveland got fucking screwed. That's all I know.
But I'm taking Cleveland. We're going to get it back on this week.
Let's go. First across the board. Oh, no, we all took Green Bay.
Something like 70% of the money is on fucking the Ravens.
Apparently, 77% of the money is on Baltimore.
On the low, man. On the low, John.
I love being on the other side of that. Home team, Vegas is pulling for us. Let's go.
Give me Cleveland.
On the low, John. on the low, John Brown is fantasy MVP this year, man. Like, he's a guy you picked off of waivers and he's giving you like 10 plus points a week out of nowhere, man. Like, who thought he was going to be like a super nice player this year?
Well, he certainly got drafted in every league I was in, but yeah, fair enough.
I mean, you play dynasty leagues mostly though.
Anyway, I drafted him in a redraft league. I didn't let him go in any leagues.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, well, the one redraft league I'm in, he was on the waiver wires.
Playing better leagues.
Step your game up.
Next game. Hometown.
I mostly play with you, Dickface. And I'm in every
Trust me, if you played with me, I would have had John Brown.
All right, that's the only league I don't play with you. That's the only league I'm in that I don't play with you.
All right, well, enjoy it.
The other four I play with you.
New York Giants visiting Carolina. Carolina, 6.5-point favorites at home. I am still going to take Carolina, and I'm going to lay the 6.5 because I can't bet on the Giants because I think they're the worst, possibly bottom three team in the NFL.
We're at bottom 5, bro. Give us some credit. We're not at bottom 3. We're not the Cardinals. We're not the Bills.
You can't think of a third.
The Browns, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, Browns are half game better than us.
Browns are way better than us.
Yo, by the way, your boy Chubb, I mean, you must have been freaking out, right?
I wasn't watching. I was at the Mets game, so I was like, out of touch with football all day. But, yeah, I was like, what the fuck happened? I was like, 3 carries, 110 yards, and 2 touchdowns?
He was like RB4 of the day. Like.
Yeah. I forget who I was talking to. I was talking to someone on Friday night, and I was like, yeah, my team sucks so much in Herman's League that I'm starting Chubb. And then he went fucking off.
Dude, if you're Hugh Jackson, you just got to look at Carlos Hyde and be like,
that one run, I've watched the videos in after the fact, but that one run, I think it was the second one, where he was literally, he broke 2 tackles in the backfield, then busted up the hole, and then juked that guy out of his shoes and took it 40 more yards for the house. Like, I mean, this guy is so fucking good. Hyde would have lost yards on that carry. Like,
all I know is if you're Hugh Jackson,
wrong,
and you can't identify talent, like,
you know he can't, because if Tyrod Taylor didn't bang his fucking head on the ground, he'd still be starting.
Right off the bat, like, you have to come into it either like, this is Tyrod's. I get the Tyrod thing because you don't want to throw the. I'm putting words in his mouth, but you got to assume that Baker Mayfield's obviously more talented, but you don't want to throw the rookie guy into the fire right away because, like, a lot of people have that thing where it's like, let Tyrod have the first year, like they did with Patrick Mahomes, until, you know, the next season where it's his show. I get that. But you're looking at Chubb, there is no reason to ever not start him over Hyde. It's like, running back is ready to go out the gate. You know, you don't have to learn the position. Like, you know, the holes are there. You're gone. Like, yeah. I would see that and be like, it's a 50-50 split this week, boys. Then next week, it might just be the Chubb show because this guy is another level talent.
Yeah, I think his athleticism was on display. Anyone who's worried about his injury history or his knee or anything like that, like, the guy outran...
He also had an injury history?
Oh, yeah, very bad injury history, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, but he outran the entire secondary twice on both the long touchdowns. His long speed is insane.
No one's questioning his physical ability, but, I mean, if he has bad injury history, that could always come up.
Well, sure. No, but people were questioning his physical ability coming into the draft because of the injuries he suffered.
You kept posting all the shit about this guy jumping over everyone's head and shit.
I'm a big jump fan.
Well, we're actually on the Giants. Yo, how awesome was Saquon Barkley's jump over the line, bro? I thought he was going to straight just clear the entire line.
I haven't seen it.
You didn't see him?
I didn't see it.
His touchdown, you know how, like, when guys dive over the line, they usually get caught by the line, they just kind of tip over?
Yeah.
He cleared it. Like, I was like, holy shit. He looked like he was about to, like, the Vince Carter dunk on the Frenchman dunk. He was high like that. I was like, this guy is another level physical beast.
And then they lost by 2 touchdowns.
That has nothing to do with fucking Saquon Barkley.
It was like they kept. Someone was like, oh, at least they kept Drew Brees in check. It's like, great. They gave 7,000 yards to Kamara on the ground.
Okay, if they had Sam Darnold, that would have changed the tide, yeah. Right, bro? Like, Sam Darnold been out there throwing, slinging fucking touchdown passes all over the field, right, Watts? Like, what the fuck is Sam Darnold going to do? I hope that if we suck this year and we draft a good quarterback this year, then I'm with it, man. But we need a line. We need a line to keep our quarterback upright.
They suck.
We do suck, but it's all cats. Oh.
Who's the coin say?
Me and the coin going New York football Giants.
I'm taking Carolina. It's not even close. Carolina's coming off a bye, too.
I never thought that the bye was a good thing.
Definitely a good thing.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a Giants fan, and I don't think we've ever won a game off the bye.
Fair.
Like, I always dreaded the bye.
Can we declare Eli done?
He's not done.
He's been done for 5 years. I've been declaring him done every possible situation. Oh.
We have a participant in this podcast who refuses to acknowledge his death.
You put him
on a
team that
came
up
for 5 years. If you put him on a team with every possible good weapon. Oh, no, wait.
No. If you put him on a team. He's a line.
If you put him on a team with elite wide receivers, elite running back, and everything. No, never mind.
His line can't keep up. Like, Odell Beckham hasn't been able to catch a touchdown and run a fucking. Because
Eli won't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
Because he can't. He fucking. He takes the ball and he's like, they're fucking coming for me, man. And like, he's commanding, so he's not taking a sack. He's not like Jared Allen, where he's like, fuck it, I'll fucking break a tackle.
That denial is so real,
they're
though.
A disaster. Okay. He's washed.
Let's move on to the next one.
Denver at the Jets. Jets are 1-point favorites at home. Denver coming into town. Cats, who's the coin side?
Give me the Denver football Broncos.
I'm not sure that works, but this is, yeah, I'm going to take Denver as well.
I think that the hype on the Darnold train has got to pump the brakes on that guy. I don't think
Do you remember when the week one happened and they were like, everybody was riding the Jets train and it was just, I mean, that is just collapse.
I never thought Darnold
three
was
straight
good.
Losses. Well,
his first pick was a fucking pick six. The defense and the special teams in one quarter scored 31 points. So I was like, yo, their defense might be legit this year because yeah. they drafted.
It has been pretty good even since then. It's been okay.
It's okay. It's not like it was 10 years ago, you know, like.
The Jets are without Tremaine Johnson this week.
Who the fuck is that?
Their best cornerback.
Yeah, I have to admit, I don't know who that is. I know Jamal Adams.
Yeah, the safety they drafted last year.
Well, he's out. It's going to be a problem. But I'm still taking the Jets anyway because they're at home.
The Chiefs are without their best quarterback as well this week.
I'm taking the Jets.
All right.
But who would he be covering? DT, who hasn't done dick all year.
They have 3 good receivers.
I know.
Who's
so
the
one,
third?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Sutton.
Who's the second?
Sutton. Yeah. Sutton. When he's out there, he's killing it. They should. They
I'm
need.
Just saying he doesn't play much.
They should start playing him more because whatever it is between Keenum and DT, they do not have a connection. He's good with Sanders and Sutton, not DT.
Jets Rundy is actually pretty fucking good, and this is going to be a real test for Case Keenum because they're going to have to throw
a real test for Casey
Keenum.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah.
The fucking Chiefs are a real test for Casey Keenum.
We got the highest.
I don't think he blows.
He does. Highest over under of the week. 58. The Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is 3-point favorites at home.
It's going to be over 1,100 yards of total offense.
I'm
going to
take Pittsburgh, I guess.
I want to say this is the classic.
Letdown
game. It's like 20-17 in a slugfest with running or something like that.
Me and Katz have a side bet on this game. Ben Roethlisberger versus Matt Ryan. Fantasy points.
Me and the coin.
Who are you taking, coin?
We're taking the Falcons.
Taking the Falcons?
We're dirty birding.
I'm taking ATL also. All
right.
I think that there's too many internal problems with the Steelers this year. I don't like the Steelers.
The way we talked about Miami being the worst 3-1 team, I think ATL is the best 1-3
team.
Well, look, they went against the Eagles. That was a rough loss. They went against...
Eagles suck. We'll get to that later.
They don't suck. They're good.
No, they're not good. They're clearly not good. I mean, there's nothing that they've
done
this season.
They're going to win that division at 10-6.
They could win the division at 9-7. Doesn't mean they're good.
Or 7-9.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit. Doesn't mean they're good. We'll get to the Eagles. Next game, Oakland at the Chargers. LAC is -5.5. Cats, what's the coin selling you?
We're going with Philip Rivers and at the home of the LA Chargers. Right? They're playing in the fucking soccer stadium, right? With like 28 people.
Yeah, I think that's right. Tidbit, the Chargers this week during practice were piping in crowd noise to simulate
more people in the stadium.
No, to simulate the game stadium, which is what you usually do when you have an away game coming up to get you like prepared and ready for it. The Chargers sadly have a home game coming up, but apparently they are concerned, and probably rightfully so, that entire stadium will be filled with Raiders fans.
That is sad,
yeah.
Bro. That
so the Chargers
sad.
Are just in a bad place as a franchise.
Fuck that owner, by the way.
With that said, I'm going to take the Chargers.
I'm taking Oakland.
I think that the Chargers are the most snake-bitten team.
100%.
They can never get a kicker to make a field goal that matters. They constantly go like they start the first half. The first 8 games is a disaster always, and then they always roll it off at the end of the season, or they lose a bad playoff game. Man, they're just stinking.
They just can't put teams away. They just constantly and without Bosa, their fucking defense is super soft. So, yeah.
All right, next one: Seattle at home, 7.5 point favorites versus the visiting 4-0 LA Rams.
All right, man. So, coin, meat. Oh, no. Go Watts. I don't want to be influenced by the coin. And its prognostication.
What do you got here, Watts? 7.5 point spread. Not easy.
I'm taking the points.
Okay.
I'm taking the points at home. Seattle at home. And they've been stingy this year, man. Seattle has actually played teams very, very tough. I think their biggest loss is 4 points or something like this.
Have they played? Dallas. They played
Denver and Denver.
Arizona, I think.
Arizona last week, yeah.
Sounds like pretty sweet offenses you got there, bro.
All right, so they're playing at home.
Fine coin. Do you think that McVay's going to light it up and cover the 7.5? Coin does think that.
Coin goes, the historic Rams offense.
Rams also are banged up on D.
That is accurate. They are.
But
the problem is
Akib Talib?
The problem is Seattle doesn't have the Seattle can't take advantage of that.
Oh no.
Now they David Moore. David Moore the killer. Yeah.
Tyler Lockett and the gang over there.
Doug Baldwin is alive and well.
Hurt.
Forgot Baldwin attack.
Tyler Lockett looked
what was
great.
What did he do last week? What was Baldwin's fantasy score last week?
I don't know.
You know exactly what it was. You played him.
No, I didn't start him.
Oh, he wasn't startable.
No, it wasn't that he was just coming off injury.
Okay.
I'm starting him this week. How about that?
A fucking Todd Gurley comes off injury. You start him week one. 100%.
Okay, he's not Todd Gurley.
Oh, no.
I have fucking mad depth. I can't help that. Okay,
you don't have mad depth. You have Hogan. He's a bencher. He's fucking sucks. All
right.
Well, depends what league. I don't know. I don't know my league team.
Next game. 0-4 Arizona at San Francisco. San Fran is 3-point favorites.
This is the slow.
I could start this one off.
Who's the home team?
San Fran's home. I'm taking Arizona.
I'm taking San Fran.
You still in that Jimmy G nuts?
CJ Beathard. He's back, baby.
What say you, Coin?
Coin's going with Zona, man. They like what they're bringing to the table. That, you know what?
It would be funny if Cats was just flipping coins and just making his own picks, but just flipping the coins for the dramatic effect.
I've been so bad this year that I have to change my whole outlook.
There's been so much money on Arizona. This line opened at -5.5.
Yeah,
dude, you gotta go fucking.
My own opinion on this game, I think Arizona, since they started Rosen, has looked like a competent team. The coach has been like, you know what, maybe we should use what's his face, the running back,
David Johnson.
Yeah, he's probably our best player. Maybe we should give him the ball more and pass it to him as well. Like, he came out the first couple weeks and was like, we're gonna take him out of the offense and we're gonna really rely on a receiving core that's not Larry Johnson.
This is probably the least relevant fantasy game of the week. Like, nobody cares.
Exactly.
The least startable.
David Johnson in both in the entire game, David Johnson's the only guy anyone has going.
I bet you this is going to win people fantasy weeks. You're going to start like a fucking dumb player like Kittle or...
Starting the Arizona defense, I hope that wins me a week.
I think this is going to be like a dumb game where like you're just going to get like... just beaten down by like a Kittle or a Breida or a fucking Larry Fitzgerald, like one guy who's like just gonna run wild on you for no reason. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know about this game.
All right. We talked way too much about that game.
A battle of disappointing teams. The 1-2 Minnesota Vikings at the 2-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
In my notes here, I have two most disappointing teams? Question mark.
There you go. Wow. And we didn't even pair that at the time.
Thank you.
That's organic.
Who's home?
Philly is home. Philly is home, and they are 3-point favorites. I can start it off. I am going to take the Vikings, as I just alluded to. I think the Philly team is overrated.
Yeah,
and they look like trash. So I'm going to take the Vikings.
I just saw your fucking shirt, by the way. Big Baker touchdown maker. Baker touchdown maker. I thought it was Big Baker. The microphone was coming up. There they are. There you go. That's like the coolest. Okay, you know what? It's a Barstool shirt.
Barstool, right. Fucking another home run.
I was going to say, because you can't rock Cleveland gear. It's so ugly. Too ugly to wear. Browns. Me and the coin, we think the Vikings are goddamn overrated. We're going Eagles all day. The Vikings defense, which is their fucking linchpin, sucks this year. They've been blown up by every team pretty much. The Bills put up. I know the Bills did
I agree.
It was an anomaly. They had a lot of defensive turnovers.
So was Philly, by the way. Philly just got blown up by the goddamn Titans.
With Mariota back for the first time.
Mariota, no Mariota. I don't give a shit.
No, the Titans.
Mariota fucking blows.
No. He does not blow.
Can we interject back to previous podcasts of getting cats on the record saying how much Mariota blows?
He blew under the malarkey fucking guy. But this year, I thought he was going to be decent with Corey Davis. And that running, the Deion Lewis and not so much Derrick Henry, but Deion Lewis and him. Do you like, what's that guy, that Tywan Taylor? To be a.
I do like
Tywan Taylor. Loves Tywan Taylor.
Why? I don't know. He's fucking
Everyone
Watson's
knows that.
He's got a Tywan Taylor tattoo on his heart. Yeah. No, but I think, I honestly think that the Titans' offense is going to get in rhythm now that Mario's back. And, like, I like the Titans. I'm sorry, what did I pick?
Took Philly.
The Eagles.
I took Philly.
Now we're talking about Tennessee. Let's stay focused. I'm taking Minnesota.
No,
there
I'm
you go,
Watts. I'm taking Minnesota.
That's because he has a boner Dalvin Cook.
And Thielen.
Don't talk fucking bad about Dalvin Cook.
What's been remarkable to me is that Carson Wentz and Nick Foles have put up identical stats.
Foles has turned the ball over a lot more.
In the preseason, not the regular season. They're both like completing a large percentage of passes, but they're going nowhere. No explosive plays.
That's the huge difference
between last year and this year with this team is no explosive plays.
Alshon Jeffrey's back now, though. And then last week, they did have explosive plays with Alshon Jeffrey.
No, they had one explosive play with Jordan Matthews of all fucking people.
No, Alshon Jeffrey caught like a 30-yard touchdown.
I think it was like 20 yards. Yeah. Whatever. Not here nor there. The Eagles suck, nonetheless.
And their secondary sucked last year, and they've done nothing to fucking.
Moving on to the Battle of Texas. Dallas traveling across the globe at Houston. Houston is 3-point favorites.
I'm taking Dallas with the points here.
What?
Houston barely got. This is, should be an 0-4 team. They barely got past Andy. And that was due to like controversial play calling.
100% they should have lost that game.
Yeah.
They should be 0-3-1 at the very least.
They're laying points.
Will Fuller playing?
Vegas is probably playing.
He's a game time decision.
I doubt it.
He's a game time decision, but I can't imagine.
It feels like especially he's a game time decision or injured every week.
Especially with a hammy, I don't know why they rush these guys back. Like it just seems
like. I don't
know
why Will Fuller playing has any impact on your decision.
Not the coin.
Okay.
I'm just asking a question.
He's a game time decision.
Because Kiki Kuti could be a nice little start if Will Fuller's out. I like Kiki Kuti to maybe be like a good flex.
To be fair, Fuller played last week, right?
Yeah.
And Kiki went nuts. So.
But with him out of the picture, you know, like you figured, they don't have a big play threat anymore. You know, they just the touchdowns could go maybe to Kiki.
How much Kiki do you own?
I don't own a ton of Kiki. I have three leagues worth of Kiki.
That's a lot. That's how many leagues are you in?
How much interest has
almost 50%.
Yeah, it's not as much Callaway as I've gotten.
probably every league.
How
right?
much interest have you gotten this week?
I haven't gotten a single offer actually.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you been pumping them?
No. I'm good. I'll keep them around. Although one guy in one league, somebody in one of my dynasty leagues, somebody tried to submit a waiver claim for him and couldn't find him on waivers, and I just sat there trying to help him while being a dick about it. And then he was like, wait, he's owned.
Pointing him
wait,
in the wrong
he's
way.
He's on your team. I was like, yeah, I fucking drafted him 6 months ago, dude. Wake up.
That's awesome.
He's on the free agent list. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Who are you taking? You taking Dallas soon?
I'm taking Houston.
Houston? What's your logic?
My logic is that I think Dallas is trash.
I 100% agree with that.
Fair.
I just think Dallas, to me, what are they going to score? Like 7, 14 points? Like, they're not good. Houston's not great either,
Dallas,
no doubt.
Is Dallas' offense not good because of the lack of receivers or just the coach
is
stale?
It's a combination. Yeah, the play calling is terrible. It's been a little better recently. Dak Prescott's not good. And they have no talent on the offense besides Zeke.
I think that he was good that first year because Tony Romo was, like, helping him out, like, with his, like...
Who?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah,
the
Dak.
First year, like,
yeah.
Tony Romo was, like, I think helping explain the game to him, like, you want to do this when this happens. Now he doesn't have that kind of, like, mentoring going on. The coach, what the fuck's Jason's?
Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett's the worst. I don't know how, especially Jerry Jones, such a hot-headed dude, has let this guy keep his job for as long as he has. He's almost a coach for, like, 10 years, right?
I don't think that works.
Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
It was Wade Phillips and him.
Yeah.
Wade Phillips got fired after that Giants fucking playoff loss in 2007.
Yeah, I was as a fantasy owner, very encouraged by Zeke's usage in the receiving game last week, which they should be doing. They should be making an effort to get him involved in the receiving game more because he's the only guy on the team.
Zeke's a must start. He's a top 12 fantasy player in general. Like, you don't have to worry about Zeke.
No, but one of his lack of fantasy skills versus like Todd Gurley, for example, is his usage in the passing game.
The only difference is that let's just say Zeke was a Ram.
For sure, it'd be the same thing. I totally agree with you.
He would just be the monster.
I agree with you. He'd have Gurley's
now. Well, and the thing is, too, in the rushing game, because they have no wide receivers, they're stacking the box every fucking time.
For sure. I actually hear that running backs like the box being stacked. The running backs, just because if they break a guy, they're gone.
You're out. That's fair.
I'm not saying that it's better for them and it works out more. I'm just saying they like
it. You do see that. You see that, like, the play that comes to my mind is the Derrick Henry play where it's, like, end of the fourth quarter, end of the game, whatever, you know, fourth and one, third and one, they're all stacked up. He breaks through the first line, and he's gotten 70-yard touchdown. Yeah. Fournette had a few of those last year,
yeah.
I think, as well. Like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense from a running back's perspective.
I'm just saying, like,
it's more about, like, the every time the box is
set. 90% of the time, it's not going to work.
Saquon doesn't appreciate it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're like, disrespect the pass game because we're going to get to the quarterback in a second.
Cats, who's the coin telling you?
Houston.
Houston?
Yeah.
All right.
It was so long, I almost forgot. I was like, I have to fucking flip it again.
I didn't realize I didn't have you on there. All right, last game of the week, Monday night game, Washington visiting the Superdome, New Orleans Saints. Saints are laying 6 points.
Me and the 1990 quarter are taking the New Orleans Saints. Ingram back. I think that they go back to their little bit of, like, run heavy. Like, I don't think Kamara is going to be super used like he was, but he still gets his, like, 15 carries and, like, 10 targets. But I think Ingram gets, like, 10 to 12 carries.
I enjoy Cats trying to post quarter justify his pick after the quarter has decided to pick for him.
Am I just going to be like, flip Saints?
I just like the fact that no matter, because if that coin had landed the other way, you'd be like, Adrian Peterson's off the injury report, Alex Smith's killing it.
No, if the quarter,
Saints have been giving up lots of big plays, soft in the past.
Have I gone against the quarter?
No,
that's not my point. My point would be,
whatever
you justify, whatever the quarter it says, you just shoehorn some justification.
That's because I'm a great prognosticator. Okay, I can come up on the fly with a good fucking argument.
This is great radio right here.
All right, Waz, let's hear what's your prognostication.
I'll take it. I'm going to take the Redskins and the points.
I'm taking the Saints.
I think the Redskins are actually a pretty good team.
I think the Redskins are a pretty good team, and they're coming off a bye too.
The Saints can't stop anybody.
Yeah. In a shootout though, I'm going to take the Saints and it's a touchdown. I'm taking the Saints.
It's not going to be a shootout.
There's like 80% of the money's on fucking the Skins too. Something like that.
It's like 17-28.
According to this, I got only 56% of the money on Washington.
I'll throw a score out there. 17-28 Saints.
17-38.
28. I said 28.
What did this line open at? Let me just see.
What do you what I do got, you get up here?
It's what? At 6, right?
It's at 6. It opened at 7.
7, okay.
All right. We got that locked in. Cat's new strategy. We'll see how that goes.
Can't go worse.
Can't go worse.
At best, I should be 50-50, right?
Like, yeah, well, you'd like to think so. Next, move on to the fantasy leagues.
All right, so we're going
to
start with the Miller League.
All right, somebody want to pull it up?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Cool.
Do you want to do it?
No.
All right, so we're going to start with the Miller League. Let's go into the big matchup, the matchup of the room right here, Miller versus me. Right now, Miller's up by 10.5 points.
Cat's caught a break. I felt bad for him. I didn't start Brady. I didn't start Michelle.
You're a pussy. That's why you didn't do it. You were like, he kept texting me like, oh, you're so lucky. I didn't start these guys. Like, it's not like
you are lucky.
You didn't have a gun to your head.
You are lucky. Cat's texted me privately and asked me, please don't start Michelle or Brady. I said, you know what, Cat?
You. It's just obnoxious that you have these options that you can just fucking be like, oh, I didn't start Tom Brady. Oh, I didn't start Sonny Michelle. Like. This is fucking.
That's actually
that's
both,
first world problems.
That's
right
actually
there,
both
bro.
My fault. I traded him Tom Brady in the first season for Cook.
Fuck a bag of chips.
No, for Cook.
Yeah, that was a good trade actually.
For
Brandon
Rams
Cooks.
Cook.
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah. And then Sonny Michelle was part of the Ezekiel Elliott trade.
Great.
I haven't followed up on that.
Zeke, Tate, and Sonny Michel, and then a to be determined with Woods, which is looking pretty nice.
Ooh, I didn't know that Woods. I wasn't aware that's where the Woods pick came.
Yeah,
Ooh, Woods pick is looking nice.
For Allen Robinson, which is like who's been started off slow this year, and then the other guy was Mike Thomas, who's killing it. So yeah. Like,
could be worse.
It's definitely favored in his end, but like I needed to, you know, I had no receivers. What can I do?
Your team is better now than it would have been.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have had.
You would have had 7 running backs and no receivers.
Yeah, so I'm fine.
I mean, if you had Sonny Michel and Zeke.
I just had mad running backs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with it, whatever. All right, so basically he's up by 10.5 right now. I'm sorry. I'm doing this week for the. I'm sorry. We're doing this week for the pick. I should do last week for the review. That's what
I don't care about last week.
We're over last week.
Oh,
we're on to this week.
All right, so. Me versus you, Miller. I'm gonna have to pick you, man. I just it's hard. No, it is. It's like if I win, it's gonna be like a 130 to 125 deal. Your team doesn't do what it should have done, and like I'd rather save that for the playoffs. So I'm picking you this week.
All right, Cats. I'm gonna turn the favor. I'm gonna pick you.
Yeah. What's your reasoning?
My reasoning would be I think I'm gonna score 120 points. I think you're gonna score 135 points.
Yeah, sure. My team maxed out.
I scored 120 points the last 2 weeks, by the way. So.
A fucking launch pad's a pussy who fucking only could score like 88 points or something like that.
I can't believe he lost to me.
He was like, you're lucky I didn't start.
How did he lose to me? It was ridiculous.
I was like launch pad, you threw away a fucking victory.
The best part was, you know why he lost to me.
Why?
Because he didn't start Sterling Shepard.
Oh, yeah. Because we shitted on him.
Yeah.
We were like, look at this dummy not starting fucking Jackson on.
Yeah, because he kept starting Shepard because he felt like he had to after he made the trade for him. And then finally he's like, fuck it, I'm not starting Sterling Shepard.
It was funny because if you would have asked the three of us when Ingram got hurt, who should she start, Jackson or Shep, we would probably been like Shepard because Ingram's hurt. He's the next guy in line to get those, you know, targets.
I think it was the week Ingram got hurt, though.
No, it wasn't. It was the week after.
I like the deflection of responsibility. You're lucky I'm an idiot, right? Instead of saying I'm an idiot, I fucking lost this game myself. You're lucky. Like, that's fucked up.
What?
No, I'm not talking about you. That's what Launchpad said.
Oh, yeah.
Launchpad, isn't it? I can't believe he lost me. I scored 110 points.
I was less than 107.
Sad.
Very sad.
That was Miller, and like he was wobbling. It said finish him, and he was like, he's balking on. He's hitting all the buttons, and nothing was happening, and then eventually it was just like friendship. We're like, oh, no.
Oh, sad.
I fucked up.
You had me, Launchpad.
Yeah, man.
All right. Next game.
Next game on the days
what?
Here.
What? You didn't decide. You didn't pick.
I'm Will going with Miller.
Wow.
Of course he's going. Wow. Of course he's going with Miller. Because that's the obvious.
Scott's because he hates you because of Dalvin Cook.
Next game. Will Fuller in two first versus Feinberg. Right now.
Feinberg.
Well, right now Will Fuller in two first is up by 20.
He's up
21.
100.
Let me just give you the fucking laid out.
Sure. Little,
21.5 points right now for Will Fuller, and he's played two people. Feinberg's played one guy, 9.2 points. was he played Nyheim Hines and his kicker, and Feinberg played Julian Edelman. I still like Feinberg here.
He played Nyheim Hines and his kicker, and he only has 9 points?
No, 20.
Oh, 21. Oh, Feinberg is the one who has nine.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Koskowski got nine, and the kicker got 12 and a half.
We're good.
That's his floor, is 12 and a half
points. Yeah, of course it is.
Every week.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to go Feinberg. Feinberg, keep his undefeated streak.
And Feinberg's got all the KC guys against the Jags. I don't care. I'm going Feinberg.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, that's why I'm
that
here.
Could be a trap game for the pick 'em right here.
That's why I'm here.
Julian Ramsey is on Tyreek Hill.
He's calling.
And
out
I've him. Heard an interview with Julian Ramsey being like, "I have made Pro Bowl as a cornerback, and he has been Pro Bowl as a kick returner,
not a receiver."
Facts only.
I like Julian Ramsey. He's like, there's two good receivers in the NFL: Antonio Brown, and then like the next best guy you think of, and it's like everyone else blows. It's like quarterbacks, they all suck except for Aaron Rodgers. It's like the one guy. I like him. I'm gonna still go with Feinberg. Fuck cheese.
Yeah.
Next game, Woods, the guy no one cares about, versus the Peckler heads, our boy from Staten Island.
Woods, you're not listening to this, but I care about you very much.
Miller doesn't, man. He only cares about you because he needs you to give him the $100.
We saw you last week.
Where were you, Cats? You couldn't even come out to the bar? Me, Cheese, Cat, Woods, and Watts. We're all
besides
hanging out.
Besides you and Watts.
And Wild Dan, sorry.
Oh, Wild Dan, too.
Wild Dan, Cheese, Watts. We're all hanging out. And Woods, where were you?
Because I didn't want to get arrested for assault for fucking hitting your friend. Be like, what the fuck, bro? What, I'm just the guy to steal on, bro. I hit you up. I see the little blue check marks. You don't hit me back. What the fuck? Like, that's disrespect. I'm going to take that as disrespect, Woods. All right? No, this is my campaign. Fuck that guy. All right. I don't like him.
I don't like you,
baby. I'm going to
pick James because Devontae Adams might not play, and James is like a 30-point lead because somehow Eric Ebron fucking nuts.
He ate 27 points, and then he played Chester Rogers with a 10-point. James's receivers are sad at best. And he got 10 points out of Chester. The Chester Rogers start wasn't a bad start.
Chester Rogers was a good play this week. In desperation, I mean.
Yeah, Pat secondary.
He got 10 awful, targets. Awful. He was the number one receiver, theoretically. Like, that's not
for the one game.
No, maybe. I'm saying this week. Yeah, it was not a bad start this week.
It's rough to try to convince me that Chester Rogers was a good start.
I'm still picking James this week.
Well, fucking, of course you're picking James because this guy's other team sucks. He's starting Alfred Morris and Adrian Peterson.
Well, Fournette and
James.
Dice are dead. So.
Shaolin what?
I'm going with big Staten Island.
Shaolin
the Peckler
what?
Heads gets a big win here. Now next game we got Elementary, my dear Watkins, which is Donk's team versus Steve's team. I gotta go Steve here, man. Donk's team is washed, but bro, like he beat
Donk
Justin.
Hasn't won a game. Oh, he has won a
he
game.
He beat Justin, which is the saddest of them all. We'll come to him in a minute. But Donk's team's in very good. I think that Donk's made a lot of bad decisions since winning the league. It's not worked out for him. I go Steve here. But Steve, I don't like his team either. He just keeps winning because Alvin Kamara goes fucking nuts every week. Like, he's averaging like 40 points a week. He cannot sustain that.
Well, and there's some weeks when he doesn't decide to play me, so those weeks he wins.
He did get waxed that one week. That Pride week. That was a rough week.
I wish I played him that week just because I wanted
still
to beat him.
Won.
Yeah,
still
I would have been. I wanted to beat him. Yeah.
He actually, I mean, I wish he would. I don't know, because the fact that he switched it is awesome for you because you're like, man, you put your money where your mouth was, you got beat, fuck you, and now he's gonna complain about it. But the fact that he's complaining about it, I wish he would have played Watts to be like, he was taking his loss and he just couldn't say nothing about it.
I mean, all you had to do was ask.
Then I would have beat Steve.
I would have switched it back. Anyway, moving along, I'm gonna take Steve as well in this matchup.
I'm taking Don.
Yuck. We got what? Donk's team is whack. He beat Justin's team. He's like the worst team ever. Our next matchup, we have the surprising Q Dak and Yellow.
3-1.
27 points on Thursday night by James White and Ryan Grant. Jesus Christ, you're starting Ryan Grant. versus Saquon Barkley, who Ryan Grant's a better start than his receivers. He's got Tyler Lockett, Sterling Shepard, and Stephon Diggs is good. I'm going to go Dak somehow.
I'm taking Q. Q's going to win the league this year, man.
I hope he does. I had him so far down there, dude.
I honestly, speaking as the current champion, I am not bullshitting you. I would legitimately love if Q won the league this year.
I'm with it, man. And you know,
Keon, I've been asking about James White for fucking months now, and every day his fucking price goes up and up and up.
What's the offer?
And up and up and up.
Third.
He asked me what he thought is what he thought he's worth. I'm curious what you think.
I can't talk about that on the radio. The current offer. I'm good. The current offer is McKinnon and
Sweet.
I'll give up McKinnon. I get.
You shouldn't get anything.
a second and Jimmy White.
James White.
I'll save my thoughts for off air.
On the real, I'd rather just have James White than the second and Jerick McKinnon at this point. Best case scenario, he comes back and...
I don't want to influence anyone's decisions here, so I'll save my thoughts.
Well, I'm not going to say my thoughts.
I think you probably have a dissenting opinion about this.
I'm just saying, like, best case scenario, Jerick McKinnon comes back and you don't know his role on the Niners at this point. Like, what's his deal going to be? Because going into the season.
All right.
Yeah. Scott, your team blows and you made every wrong decision you could possibly make. Get some receivers, bro. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's the next game. Is that it?
No.
I play.
The last one, we got tanking for Cook, which is Justin.
You get the Herman bye?
His name is actually ironic now because...
He actually is tanking
and he has no picks. Good for you, guy. Versus the Watts, the bus law, attorney at law. He hasn't played nobody. He's only down 9 points to what he play?
The defense.
All right, so he's basically it's like even at that point.
Yeah.
I got to go Watts.
You're going Watts, of course. You got to go Watts.
You can't
pick Herman's team.
He does have Ingram coming back.
I don't care.
Neither do I.
No one cares.
Let's just run down this trash.
Herman's team is trash.
He's made every bad move he could possibly make. Somehow he's traded first for Jay Ajayi, Mark Ingram, and Deion Lewis.
No, technically traded Cooper Kupp for Jay Ajayi, but that also hasn't worked that well.
He traded Cooper Kupp and two firsts for Jay Ajayi, Mark Ingram, and Deion Lewis.
No. If you want to be technical about it,
and Demaryius Thomas.
I think he traded Cooper Kupp and four firsts for the combination of Ajayi, Demaryius Thomas, Ingram, and Deion Lewis.
I almost spit my drink out. It's so bad. It's a bad taste in the mouth.
It's not great. It's indefensible.
It's like one of those things where if it can go wrong, it will go wrong this year for him.
Demaryius Thomas has been one of the worst receivers in the NFL.
Jay Ajayi now not only has no cartilage in the knee, but he's got
a back fracture.
Back fracture pretty promising.
Sounds like he should be on Herman's team, though.
Back fractures. He's like, that's why he picked him up. He's like, I got shoulder fractures, bro. I love it. His team is total trash. I think he should be selling out. I think he's going down with the ship with Julio Jones. He won't ever sell Julio for what he believes Julio is worth, but realistically, Julio's worth is what the highest bidder is.
Market price. Market price is market price.
Yeah, so like, if no one's going to pay what you think, he wants too high first. It's like...
You're not getting it.
First of all, who even has that? All right, you. But you've already made your claim to AJ Green.
I'm not paying it.
At this point, you don't need that. AJ Green.
Okay. I don't need Julio to sit on my bench.
But if you didn't have the AJ Green, you would think about it, you know, because you still have those two first.
I did more than think about it. I made Herman multiple offers over the last 6 to 9 months.
All right. And he didn't take them. I think, honestly, it was a mistake to trade for all those guys and not trade Julio. And now he's not going to trade Julio. He's going to double down on Julio and be like, no, I got no picks this year. I'm going to reboot. I'm going to not retool for next year.
He's going to rebrand.
Yeah.
He's going to change his team name. He's going to change his logo.
How could you be taking for Cook when you have no possibility of drafting him? Like, you know, it's like you have no picks for 2 years.
Technically, no one has a possibility of drafting him. I don't think he's coming out until like 2020, but nonetheless.
2020 is 2 years from now. He has no picks in 2020.
All right.
Let me just go real quick. Let me just initiate a trade with Herman here. I actually have a trade offer from a cheese. It's a live trade offer.
On the air.
He wants to trade me Larry Fitzgerald for Marshawn Lynch. Well, let's just reject that. Rejected. Live on.
Rejected.
Hey, my fucking old
classic cheese cello.
Hey, my guy who hasn't done a literal thing all year. Hey,
by the way, if anyone's listening to this and they want Larry Fitz, go hit cheese up because. He's available.
I can't. It's like I can't reject the trade.
What do you think of Robbie Anderson?
All right. So I rejected that. Let's go to just real quick.
What do you think about
whatever player, whatever shitty player I have, I don't want to have.
Players to receive, tanking for Cook.
What do you think about my worst player?
All right. Cats is initiating a trade offer live on the air.
What do you think about your best player?
All right, so next
what year, do you think a best player is worth?
Next year, he has 2 seconds, 3/3, a fourth, and a fifth. Then a year after, he has a second, a third, 2/3, a fourth, and a fifth.
It's not so great.
He's done. He's just dead in the water. He needs to retool. I think he should literally, maybe if he loses this week, the week before the deadline, just start dealing, man. Just you need assets, and right now all your assets are getting older. Like Ingram's older, you know. Like I would actually trade Ingram this week just because people are going to
agree with you. You don't know what his role is going to be. If
Kamara's been absolutely murdering
it. Look, if he could trade Ingram now versus if you wait a week and Ingram does not have a role in this offense, his value is zero.
Like let's say Ingram comes back, he has 10 carries.
Let's say he
for
has
40
carries.
Yards or something like
what
that.
What if he has 5 carries?
More, no, worse than that. Let's say if Ingram has 15 carries but no goal line work.
If he has 15 carries, I'd be fine with it.
No, but no goal line work?
No goal line work, it's not great.
Then fuck Ingram, bro. Then you're dead with Ingram. He's no passing game, no goal line work. Yeah. Then he's just a RB 40 or something like that. Like, first of all, fuck that coach. He's dummy, too. He saw that. He's like, you ran over a dude to get to the end zone? You bench in the second half of the fucking game. We got to play LeGarrette Blount.
You got to play Blount.
All right, so that ends that league. Herman.
All right, Cass, let's get to the – what do you got, power rankings?
Yeah, I got my power rankings
here. There should be a change at the top.
No, there's not.
There should be a change at the top.
There isn't, though.
If you beat – you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair said that.
He did.
Ric Flair drip.
Let me just find the – All right, in absolute last place, we have Herman. I've already went through it. And second to absolute last place – is Woods, your team blows, guy. Donk, you're actually one step higher than everyone thought you were going to be. Launchpad, you are in third to last place. You suck. I hate all the moves you made. You traded for dudes that stink. Then we have then we have Donk. You're rising up the boards a little bit. You're a little low there. After that, we have James. Your team blows on the low. After that, we have Kuhn. You were the cellar dweller.
Still no respect.
No, it's hard to keep that rating high with the team he's actually got. I'm not a big fan of it. After that, we have Cheese. Hate everything about your team, bro. I don't like all your receivers that you won't trade. I don't like none of your running backs that I would never trade for. After that, we got Watts, the bustle attorney at law.
Drip too hard, don't stand too close.
After that, we have myself. Cats in fourth place at 4-0. I have a little schedule.
4-0.
Yeah. My thing is though, here's my only thing with that. I rate myself ninth.
You're very humble.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. I faced Herman. I faced Woods. I faced Watts on a rough first week with no body, and then I've also beat James. So I was like, no, I didn't beat like real. This is my first real true test. I think I'm gonna lose this week, so that's why I'm.
You're 4-0 too, right?
No, he's 3-1. He lost last week to Feinberg.
Lost to Feinberg.
Next is Steve. After that, we have Feinberg, and then still on top is Miller. I can't put.
It's bullshit.
I can't look. And Feinberg really
scored 120 points for 3 straight weeks. I don't know what you want from me.
I want you first 2 weeks you fucking put up the 180 points. So it's like, all right, you're still averaging probably the most points in the league. Who's got more than you?
Doesn't matter. I've lost the head to head to Feinberg.
Hey, look,
you want me number one?
You want prognostication and rankings from me? That's my rankings. You're number one. All right, I'm carrying 3-1. No, the coin.
Give me the damn coin.
Give me the coin. All right, no.
All right, moving on.
You got my league.
I can. I don't.
Oh, I'll do it.
All right. You got this week's matchups. Yeah.
You have the rankings, all right?
I got the rankings.
All right. Let me just get back to the app. All right. Let's switch the old Feinberg, A New Hope League. All right. Our first match of the week is me versus Feinberg. I got poo-poo and garbage time with Nyheim Hines and...
I don't care. Feinberg's team's trash. I'm picking you.
I like fucking me. I like my team in this.
Me.
Fuck Feinberg in this league. you know, his receivers of duty outside of Jared Cook. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a tight end. I'm thinking of
he catches the ball.
He's all right, tight end. But yeah, but I like my receivers, I like my running backs. I might actually start if let me get Kai crowdsource here. if Alfred Blue is Lamar Miller's out and Alfred Blue is the starter, do I start him over Casey Keenum or Josh Allen?
No. Over Josh Allen, maybe, but I've never
would
start Alfred Blue.
I would not.
And all indications are Lamar Miller is going to play.
I wouldn't do it.
All indications that Lamar Miller is going to sit out.
I don't care. I wouldn't do it.
All right. Just asking. Yeah. Or, let me ask you another question. Allen or Casey Keenum?
Keenum's at the Jets, right? Buffalo is...
He's at home versus the Jets.
Keenum's at the Jets.
No, but we were talking about the Ralph is a hard place to play, like...
Those are two different teams. Keenum is at the Jets.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Allen.
Buffalo is home versus... Who are they playing, though?
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Tennessee?
I would start Allen over Keenum.
All right, I'm going to switch that.
Allen's getting a lot of rushing yards also.
All right.
But he's not losing yards.
Well, those are sacks. They don't count against you, thankfully.
Yeah, in college they do.
Team passing yards for whatever reason.
All right, so did we all pick here? Do you all pick me or Fiber?
I'm picking you.
I'm picking you.
All right, next is Herman, who's been, versus Miller, put up 60 points on fucking Thursday night. Miller played himself a little bit of Andrew Luck. He only got 22 points? It seems like low. He threw three touchdowns. All right, whatever. Played some James White.
Picks, so,
And then he also played some Julian Edelman. Seeing that, I'm going to go with Miller. I mean, I think Justin's team has been dominant so far, but I'm going to go Miller with 60 points on fucking Thursday night.
Can we take a step back to acknowledge the current record holder for most points in a week in this league?
203 points.
Your boy.
Was that the highest you ever scored?
In any league? No, because my work league is stupid, and like there's 250s.
Was there bonus points?
No, it's just very yardage heavy, so like it just it gets.
All right, and normal like scoring.
Normal scoring. This is also not normal scoring because it's 2 QB and you know kicker defense.
I'm taking Miller,
but I'm just saying normal. It's not a normal league.
I mean, I don't break 200 in most leagues, so yeah.
Well, I mean, you were getting 180 a game in your league for a little bit.
I don't know. I'd have to look back at the other league, look at the history, see what the most I scored is.
I got
the record. And look, I went with the youth movement. We got Baker starting. We got Ridley in the lineup. We got Kerryon in the lineup. Things are looking up.
Everything that could have gone right.
The arrow is pointing high for Team Miller.
Everything that could have gone right for you in the last couple weeks has gone right as far as...
And they left Mariota on the bench last week, who's dropped like... I mean, I could have had like 240. Mariota went nuts. He's on the bench.
Yeah, I'm taking Miller's team. Dude, I'm shorting Justin's team long-term. Lamar Miller, Adrian Peterson, like... It's hard. David Johnson, it depends on, you know.
It started out like a house on fire.
Yeah, dude.
It's coming in.
Next reality's coming. Chubb, though, on the bench.
Our next game here is Watts versus Silky Johnson, our boy from Seattle, Dan. Silky Johnson's been killing it the last couple weeks. Watts did put up 27 points with Tom Brady, but I'm going to go with Silky Johnson because Watts is in my conference, and fuck Watts.
I'm doing the inverse. Wild Dan is in my conference, and so
he's in your division.
He's
too.
In my division, so fuck Wild Dan. Watts, I'm pulling for you.
Thank you, and I'm always will, you know, vote for myself.
Wait, are you in my conference?
I don't even think no. It's me, Cheese, and Herman.
Oh, you're not in my conference.
All right, so pick me. He's already picked against you. It's too late. We can't change it.
No, I'm changing.
One bite. Everyone knows the rules.
I just realized because you're not part of lowering the bar, right?
I'm not.
Watts.
No, you are. It's you, Cheese, and Herman, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
No, you are. Yeah, fuck Watts. I'm with Silky. Silky Johnson, baby.
Damn. The roller coaster of emotions of having you, they're not having you. Of course, I'm taking myself.
Wait, no, you're not in my conference.
I don't care at this point.
Let's
move on.
This is
pick
not
who
good
the
radio.
Fuck you want to pick? Let's go.
I'm going with
hungry too. Oh, will you go with me again?
Eat a dick. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Now we have a shit show here where Stefan's the worst team ever versus Cheese. Stefan came to watch football with me last week, and I was telling him, I was like, look, bro, this is a redraft. You got to kind of look down the road with your players, bro. So like, when
stop
you trade,
dropping Ronald Jones, basically.
Yeah, like when you traded me Ronald Jones for Bilal Powell, that was a very short-sighted trade because like Bilal Powell's like maybe value until another running back gets healthy.
He also barely has any value now.
No, he can start him week to week right now.
He offered me AB in a first. No, I'm sorry. AB for Joe Mixon, and I have to give up a first.
Oh, AB for Mixon in a first?
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty fair
that's,
trade.
If you have him throw in his second.
I said no, because I'm already really deep at receiver.
But that's not a bad trade.
But if you have him throw in his second, that's not so bad. It kind of offsets your first. Well, I don't know how good you are.
Well, wait for the power rankings.
Yeah.
You just picked me to win, so.
I'm
that's
picking,
a one game. Like,
I'm picking against Stefan. Who's he playing?
He's playing Cheese. Who's actually been pretty good this league?
I said we have to pick cheese.
I'll never pick cheese.
I'm picking cheese.
Steph never cheese. Duty.
Hashtag never cheese. Never cheese.
Hashtag never cheese.
Hashtag dairy free. Hashtag lactose intolerant.
Hashtag kosher. I like cheese in this game. I Steph's team is whack. Now I actually love this name. Knuck if you buck Kuhn. Kuhn's been killing it versus Donald Schwarzenegger, who was killing it. And now his team's whack. He scored 87 points, possibly the lowest score in my league.
That's almost impossible to get under 100
yeah,
points.
Yeah, that's an
league.
Insane like, score. I saw that. I had to look again. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, how many guys have to? How many guys does he have to play
did
on Monday
Did a bunch
night?
Of them get hurt? Like,
I thought that he had like six guys going on Monday night.
No, that was an embarrassingly low score.
87. I was like, you put the week before, you put up fucking 186 points on me, bro, and then you fucking put up 100 less points? The fuck happened? I want to say Darnold Schwarzenegger because fucking Kuhn's leading my division, but I think Nucky, if your Buck's got a real good team.
Kuhn has one of the best teams in the league, and Longest Band just scored 86 points. That's all I need to say.
Kuhn's killing it right now.
Kuhn comeback season?
It's in full force right here.
Yeah, KY, you got my vote, bro.
Last game, Donk versus James. James is on a 60-point lead on him. James played Chester Rogers. He's big on and Eric Ebron.
Oh my god, this guy's got Rogers and Ebron everywhere.
James,
what the fuck?
He actually played two tight ends. He played Gronkowski too. I'm going with Donk here because anyone who plays two tight ends in any format is fucking
Jesus.
Stupid.
Dude, I gotta go with James because he fucking Shallon what, and the fact that you fucking
Shallon what,
and you roll with Chester Rogers, especially in this league when it's like you don't need to do that, bro.
Actually,
because you need more spaces.
You start
that's
so many
fair,
goddamn
fair,
guys.
Fair,
Rogers
fair.
Is a good start in this league. Yeah,
Chester Rogers.
I gotta go with James just because of the lead he has. I mean, that's an it's the fucking Rogers Ebron stack, man.
That was a good stack. I don't know
anybody who's fucking heavily invested in Indy and multiple platforms.
Yeah.
Like that was not the look.
In Herman's league, I'm super invested in their backfield, but I don't have Naheem Himes. I fucked up. just a quick question, in this kind of format with two quarterbacks and no defensive kicker, do you feel that going forward, like a second, a third, even a fourth round pick is worth a little bit more just because the guys you have to kind of scrape the barrel of and then you're going to have to play eventually, you're going to find more players that are playable out of there?
That's probably true.
Because every quarterback now is draftable.
Yeah. I think we'll have to wait and see, but I think there's logic behind that.
Because every quarterback that was getting drafted in like the mid-third and the late second is now going to be probably maybe a late first pick.
I think the draft next year is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. All right, guys, we got your rankings here?
Yeah. All right, well. All right. Watts, feel free to disagree with me on this.
Okay,
we can consult.
It's okay.
Bottom, I'm going to go with Stefan.
Fair. Oh, yeah, you're 100%.
Bringing
up
the bottom as usual.
Number 12.
Number
started from the bottom, and he's still here.
Number 11.
11, Feinberg.
Really? You think he's that far?
Yeah, yeah. He's been a bottom three team in our rankings all year. His team is terrible.
Well, he started CJ Beathard. It's not a good look.
Yeah, I mean. 10, sorry, Watts. I got to go James.
Okay.
Shaolin what?
9. We're going Launchpad. He scored 87 points last week. It's a big fall from grace for him.
He's 3-1 though, right?
I don't know his record, but I don't care about records so much as I do about how terrible his team is. He scored 87 points.
That's
all I
got
to say. I mean, he has reason to be like number 12.
Just ashamed of himself.
So he's at the 9 spot. 8 spot. I'm going to go with Donk's team. 7 spot. Cats.
Can't get break to 7 there.
Cats coming in at number 7.
You set up
Cats,
the league. How can you not
place?
Beat the fucking 7 ranking in your own league, bro?
Look, I'm fucking in the playoffs in my league. I happen to face the two back-to-back high scores of the week. The second I don't place a high score, I win.
Yeah, well, them's the breaks. 6, I'm going to go with myself, moving up a little bit. My team's on the rise. Feeling
good.
Are
you leading your division or Silky Johnson?
I am not leading my division. Mm-hmm. But my team is, you know, I'm on the up. I'm on the up and up.
You got every one of your rookie picks is trending upwards. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
Baker.
I'm so excited about Baker Mayfield.
Antonio Callaway. Actually, dropped Antonio Callaway, trending a little bit down this week.
He's not starting for me. All right. So I got Calvin Ridley in there. Mm. And,
Cal Ridley.
Quick, I guess, crowdsource. What do you guys think? Mayfield at home versus Baltimore, or Mariota at Buffalo?
Give me Mariota.
I'm going Mariota too.
Mayfield, Baltimore's a good defense. And they're getting their best cornerback too.
Yeah, I know they're getting James Smith back. I think I currently have Mayfield in there because
don't fucking make me look down like a dickhead because you.
No, I mentioned it earlier on the fucking podcast.
I'm sorry.
Well, pay attention, Kels.
I can't. Remember everything.
Nonetheless, I'd like you to. I'm at 6. 5. I got my boy over here, Watts.
Drip too hard, don't stand too close.
How are you fucking? I'm above you. In the division. In
the, look, all
right, whatever.
The rankings are the rankings.
I agree. With it. I 100%.
4, we got cheese.
Boo! Your rankings are bullshit.
No one's happy about it. Not even
I'm
me.
Not happy about it.
3, we have. Who's third here? 3, we got Wild Dan.
Who I'm slated to beat this week.
Silky.
Coming for you, Wilden. Mm-hmm. Oh, just a bit about Wilden. He went 9-4-1 last week on the
very impressive. And if anyone was awake to remember it, it would be even more impressive.
Never happened. Hashtag never happened.
There's shots to Wilden.
Hashtag never released lost tapes, Wilden. You gotta wait for it.
Dude, he was killing it. He was totally fucking sober throughout. Like he was really carrying the podcast. If they were,
I'll give a special shout out to him and Herman for helping out. Yeah. When a few of us died last weekend. Yeah.
The 3 of us went too hard. They were, like, fine.
Yeah.
I guess Herman being fine makes sense because he can't lose it in his own party, right?
Can't you? Is that a rule?
I lose it in my party.
Oh, yeah. Cats, I've seen you asleep at your own parties. No,
now that I'm more responsible, like, I like...
Kids on the...
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, even, like the gender reveal thing, like, I kept it together and then, like, I kept it together the whole night. I was good until, like, the end of the night.
All right, number 2, Justin Herman. Sorry, Herman, you're out of the number 1 spot.
Who is our number 1?
Number 1. KY.
Jelly.
Kuhn. Killing it.
Yo, comeback season, bro.
He's got a real good squad. He's putting everything together right now. Number 1 in our books. Number 1 in the rankings. Number 1 in our hearts.
Yo, I want to say a little to Dan, Wild Dan. You were complaining about your goddamn division that you have Miller in your division.
Yeah,
but Miller ranked himself 6, and you have the last place guy. I have the first place guy and the motherfucking... he said my division was soft with the Donk and fucking Kuhn. My division's fucking crazy. Donk, what? He's 8, I'm fucking 7 or something like that? And Kuhn's 1? Fuck.
Your division sucks. I'd be afraid of me too.
Fuck you. No, you play in the conference. You know what? I made that name so that people would change it and everyone's cool with it.
Let's go, McGregor.
Let's go.
Fuck Khabib.
Khabib. If anyone out there is rooting for a Russian guy with one of those dumbass fucking hats named Khabib, get out of here.
It's not plugged
Conor
in.
Conor McGregor all day.
In.
Sorry.
You might want to restart that.
We're building suspense.
Yeah, if you don't hear it in your headphones, it's not on the actual.
There it goes.
All right, man.
Let's
so,
McGregor.
For everyone over here at the League Podcast, man, we're going out. We're going out. Put your cash money, McGregor tonight. Knockout. 3rd round. Let's go.
Let's By get the time that you money. This, the decision will have already been made, and we could be wrong. In that case, we saved your money. You're welcome.
Double down on McGregor tonight. Peace.
Cheers, bro.